upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious by a more forgotten lore. While I nodded near the napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. I distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and its separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished tomorrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books a cease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angel named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mind of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust the finest just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing. And this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou I said art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven wandered from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore.